You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at the futures market is John Hester of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Wayne Nelson away this afternoon. Good afternoon, John.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Essentially, on the corn side today, where we talked about it this morning when we were speaking during the opening market report, in the 9 o'clock hour, pretty much where we ended up.
Yes, I think corn went down. There may be minor support in this mid-724, 725 area, and it went down there, and it kind of stayed around there for a while, and then in the last half hour, it bounced off of it 4 or 5 cents. So, you know, it's not a good, real good close in the corn, but I still think I'm still reasonably friendly old crop corn because I think there will be a shortage of it down the road at some point in time.
What would change your mind on being friendly old crop corn?
I guess if the United States would start importing corn from South America or some other country that had a good corn crop. But you know, I just think that I just question how much old crop corn is really left in the United States at this point in time, because I know that for June and July around here, they're bidding 45 to 55 over for corn. So that leads me to believe they're trying to get their hands on it or get corn booked, and they think there's going to be a shortage of it in June-July corn period time.
I do know that the eastern United States has booked a lot of Brazilian corn that is still to be delivered.
Yeah, I've read that. I think that'll probably weigh on the market to a certain extent, but how much, I don't know. I kind of feel like that maybe the government has underestimated our feed usage in the old corn, and when push comes to pull, that there's still going to be quite a bit of demand for old crop corn.
Turn your attention to soybeans, which spent part of the day in negative territory but managed to claw back into positive territory by the settlements.
Yeah, I think, I don't know about long term, but medium term, I think soybeans are reasonably friendly. I think we can get back maybe to 1525 to 1550, maybe 1570 in the nearby beans, depending on the weather in South America, and they're still talking shortage of rain down there till maybe the end of the month. And you know, when that comes around, who knows how much damage will really have happened down there to their production. You know, and it could also be that maybe hurting their corn production some too, and that might lead to helping our corn prices in the long run also.
Do you like the idea that those kind of numbers that you were speaking of, 1550, 1570, may occur in the March contract before it goes off the board, or is it more likely to happen in the May contract?
Oh, I think it's probably more than likely in the May, but, you know, that it's going to depend on our planning and our timely planning and, you know, the moisture that we have at that time. And it's probably not going to be straight up. It's probably going to be the roller coaster effect, you know, maybe go up 15 cents one day, down 5 the next. And, you know, it's going to seesaw its way up there eventually, I think.
Have you seen any of the estimates yet for Friday's WASDE report?
Yeah, I think I can put my finger on them here pretty quick.
Okay.
Give me just a second.
I think that Bloomberg probably was out with some numbers yesterday, and maybe the trade will have the main ones from DTN and Reuters maybe today or later today, but I was curious to know if you had seen some numbers, and if so, what you think of them.
Let's see. I don't. Reuters poll has trade expectation for USDA's reports Friday of Argentina corn crop at 26.2 million metric tons, down 6% from January, and still up 25% from last year. The poll pegs Brazilian corn crop at 71.2, close to January's estimate, and up 2% from last year. Soybeans, the poll sees Argentina crop at 53.1 versus 54 in January, and Brazil at 82.6, a touch above January's 82.5.
Okay, the Argentina corn number is the one that interests me because it seems as though, as you watch the board, traders are considering Argentina weather to impact soybeans, but don't seem to credit corn as much. Why is that?
You know, I think, you know, the information we get out of South America, I think, is pretty well scrutinized, and I think that probably everybody's got their eye on the bean crop right now, and they're not worrying that much about the corn crop. But I think as time goes on that, you know, it's going to swing over to the corn crop, but on, you know, their less than desired yield down there. So I think it's just a matter of time before we get around to that.
Very good. Thank you much, John.
Hey, thank you, Dave.
That's John Hester of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. He or Wayne Nelson joins us every Tuesday afternoon right here on the Closing Market Report.